It's Thursday, late afternoon, and let's be real. There are some weeks and some days when your work schedule or personal life can be tough stuff. Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour, brought to you by your good friends at Family Solutions, one of the largest behavioral health agencies in the state of Louisiana. Today's show is brought to you by American National Insurance agent Derek Kennedy and Dax Wings and Grill, and sponsored in part by Origin Bank, Portico, and the Dustin James team at Keller Williams. Now, here are your hosts of the Mental Health Happy Hour, Dr. Scott Zentner and Dr. Scott Shelby.
Welcome to the Mental Health Happy Hour. Thanks for hopping on and being a part of the show today. We're here on KMLB 540, 105.7 FM, and iHeart Radio. We're here to discuss mental health and wellness. As always, if you have any questions, comments for the Origin Bank tip line, give us a text, 318-324-1500. I'm your host, Scott Shelby, alongside Dr. Scott Zentner. Dr. Bill Riddle has the day off today, Dr. Z. How do you feel about that?
He's getting old. He needs it.
This time interferes with this afternoon nap.
Speaking of that, you know, I've been working on my diet lately. Burned off 2,000 calories the other day.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do that?
Well, all I'll say is that's the last time I'm going to leave brownies in the oven while I'm taking a nap. I'm not doing too well with all of my physical fitness goals.
Oh, you're doing quite well.
Yeah, I forgot to go to the gym today.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I forgot. That makes 7 years in a row. Anyway, how are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. It's always good to be Thursday afternoon here with you and talk about interesting topics for our listeners to enjoy, benefit, and maybe take note of.
Yeah, I think they're interesting. I hope they find them interesting, but a good opportunity to ask our listeners if there are any particular topics that you'd like to discuss. Please feel free to text your comments to us, any suggestions, and we will certainly try to work around your interests. We've got a great guest today.
We sure do, Dr. Zentner. We have a young man here today that has been practicing in our community for over 40 years as a licensed marriage and family therapist and licensed professional counselor. We're very, very excited to have, for the second time on the show, Dr. Ned Jabor join us. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Thank you. I hope I can live up to all that hype now, but I appreciate it.
Well, you've already lived up to it with a 40-plus year career.
You reckon?
That's a long time to be listening to people's personal problems, marital problems, but not if you really enjoy the work and you're really solution-focused. You've got a great track record with people and very well-known in this community, and it's been my pleasure to be a colleague of yours for probably close to 30 years here anyway. But anyway, I'm really glad you're here because the last time you were here, I missed the show. And that's when Dr., as we affectionately call him, Phil. He's going to be a regular with us pretty soon. But
that's
thanks
true.
Again for taking time out from your schedule, Ned, to join
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And, you know, we're excited to have him here today. And, you know, it's an honor and a privilege to be able to have him, you know, right down the hall at our office at Family Solutions. He's been with our group for about a year, and really just enjoyed him. He's just a true asset to this community, and to be, you know, being able to help those in our clinic, it's a really great opportunity. So very, very excited that he is on our team. And we're going to talk a little bit about solutions in marriage, and not particularly as we would typically talk about it, but how divorce can be sometimes portrayed as a solution. And his experience working with individuals and couples that are facing divorce, and maybe helping them come to other alternatives rather than a divorce. So, Dr. Jabbour, tell us a little bit about what that concept is to you, divorce being portrayed as a solution.
Well, divorce has more recently been, in my experiences, portrayed as a solution. And it really amazed me. Primarily, it was the younger individuals in the 20s that that voiced this. When I would ask them what they saw as a solution, they, in a somewhat cavalier fashion, said, well, if the marriage doesn't work or if it gets too burdensome, we'll just get a divorce. And I was shocked, to be quite frank with you, they could be so matter-of-fact about divorce, about marriage, for that matter. But I did somewhat research this, and these individuals, the majority of them anyhow, had one thing in common. They were the byproducts of divorce, a divorce or multiple divorces. So it didn't have that sting or stigma that it did for most people. These people didn't have the Christian upbringing. They didn't have a lot of social mores, religious, ethnic would be another one. But it seems like as time has transpired, it's become all more and more common to give that excuse.
So really between all demographics, men and women, it seems like they seem to be a little more quick to use the language, the words of divorce, maybe faster than they would have in years past.
I totally agree with that. And I think that's a reflection not only of their rearing environment, but also our present socio system. It seems like divorce does not have that debilitating effect, just a mention of it, the word.
The stigma of divorce, it's as it was maybe in generations in the past,
yes.
It's a more commonly accepted. And I think the families that are what we would say intact or parents have not separated, mm-hmm. May not be the norm anymore. There could be more blended families now, and that children grow up in and interact with other with their friends.
That's become the norm, unfortunately, is a blended family, and it's been so subtle how this has just crept up upon us, almost beyond our awareness to a certain extent. But
yeah, you've been in the business long enough to see that. It is very insidious, isn't it?
Yes,
these
it
cultural
is.
Changes that influence major life decisions. We're focusing on divorce today, and Dr. Jabbour, when we come back after our first break, we'll be talking a little bit more about solutions to prevent divorce, and I'm sure that will involve counseling and other ideas. So we'll be back shortly. Please stay with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does your son or daughter have trouble focusing at school or even homework? It's not always ADD. Your child could benefit from occupational therapy. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. We're happy you're listening here today. As always, if you have any questions or comments, give the Origin Bank text line a message at 318-324-1500. I'm Scott Shelby alongside Dr. Scott Zentner, our very special guest, Dr. Ned Jabbour, today. And it seems like this segment we're going to be talking a little bit about the semantics of relationships and how maybe that's changed over the years.
Yeah, you know, during the break, I should say, I was reflecting on something Dr. Jabbour had referred to about the increased risk for divorce if there's a family history of it.
Right.
And as a physician, when we take a family history, we're asking about a history of certain medical problems because we know there's a biological or genetic proclivity, but there is a social proclivity, I'm hearing, to divorce if there's a family history of it. So it's sort of a social and family history, as Dr. Jabbour has pointed out from his research. But as you were saying, that's an interesting topic, semantics in our culture, words that we use that, and this is not to make any moral judgments or anything, but there were certain taboos in our culture, and fortunately still are today. But the idea of actually living together prior to marriage was looked down on, quite a bit, 40, 50 years ago, maybe further back than that. And I remember this term shacking up.
Right.
That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Shacking up. It might serve as a deterrent. But then
it's definitely not a term that's
changed over time, didn't it?
Commonly used, and it seems like, you know, over time, sometimes the words we use to describe things, like you said, changes the interpretation of it, makes it feel a little different. And I think, you know, as you're saying, different terms years back, now today, it's framed in a way that's much more acceptable and appropriate.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Dr. Jabbour?
Well, I keep thinking about the term shacking up. In my experiences, I don't think I've ever heard a couple telling me we were shacking up. Because I think it really denotes a relationship that's less than what it should be. Mm-hmm. They say that we're living together. Mm-hmm. We have a love her, or she loves me, and all of this. But they tend to paint the sexual part of their relationship in a much more conducive manner than shacking up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shows somewhat the quality of their relationship by the terminology they use to describe the relationship.
Yeah. You know, in terms of, you know, using words that show more respect for the relationship, that appreciation.
Exactly. Right.
And each other. And
usually the term shacking up was, you know, part of someone's gossip, or it might have even been something a family member said as an observer. Well, they're shacking up, and I don't like it. And that became living together.
It was negative.
Yeah, it was negative. There was
a negative connotation
with
exactly.
it. Well, and the term cohabitating now, I think, has become the norm. It sounds like, you know, living with your roommate in college. But there's a lot more involved when somebody's has consummated a relationship. And we talked a little bit before, I think, during the break about when you evaluate a couple who's struggling, and you go back and you look at their history as far as how they met, and I think that's important information to gather, and how long they were together, and maybe how long they knew each other before they engaged in sexual relationships, and what impact that may have on their ability to solve problems when they become married, as far as, you know, if the sexual relations seem to be front and center in the relationship or what dominated it, maybe it took away some time from them really to get to know each other and see how compatible they were beyond that.
Isn't that what a marriage is all about?
Mm-hmm.
Two people getting truly of the same mindset, knowing each other inside and out. The focus is not on sexual gratification, but really becoming friends,
mm-hmm.
learning how to work through problems together through your own resources. This is one of the primary reasons I went from joint marital therapy, the first session, to seeing each spouse or each individual, separately the first time, because I got so tired of that argumentative, he said, she said, going nowhere, the waste of time. So I would see each individual and give them an opportunity to voice everything without the other individual being there. And it amazed me the amount of information that was really pertinent and I got from each of them individually. And I would get them together when I thought each person had an opportunity to get everything off their emotional chest.
Yeah, that's how I was trained. When I did my psychiatry residency, we spent as much time learning about therapy, doing mm-hmm. therapy, as probably more time than we did about prescribing medications.
You know, a very unique residency in psychiatry, that you were trained by psychologists, psychiatrists, family therapists, individual therapists. It very well-rounded mental health training.
It was the so-called biopsychosocial era, and I was at the tail end of it. And you're right, I worked with a whole team of professionals who all had different perspectives. And I remember the doctorate in marriage and family therapy who I worked with when I was seeing couples, and that was exactly the approach that you mentioned. She said, I can't imagine any other way. There's the husband's story, there's the wife's story, and you get them together and there's the real story. And, you know, how they actually communicate one's individually, you're seeing suddenly holds back or they portray a different picture. That's an interesting dynamic. What's that all about? And it made sense to me at the very get-go. And you're right, it's a much more effective way to gather information.
Because sometimes whenever a couple is in front of you, some of those patterns come out, and it's very apparent. It's like, if they're doing this here, I can't imagine what's going on at home. It's probably amplified. And so really being able to get them apart to understand kind of their understanding, their perspective, so they can come back together is a very – very useful approach in couples counseling.
Well, you two know a lot more about that than I do, and you've had a lot more experience because since I've been out of my residency, increasingly I'm consulted more to address medication issues. Mm-hmm. But I obviously respect everything you do and have always enjoyed and required of myself to work with the team. And it's one of the reasons at Family Solutions, while I am consulted, I still believe counseling comes first. Yeah. And
The therapy is a very useful tool in addition to medication management. And sometimes being able to use therapy or counseling as an initial intervention allows you to maybe not have to move forward towards a medication and just helping cope and deal and see some things in different ways could be very, very beneficial. And in the same way, a very skilled marriage and family therapist can really help prevent a divorce from being that initial solution, because normally people call, they say, I need a medication, I need to see the doctor. And whenever they come in, they're thinking that's the answer. And what Ned was saying earlier is, you know, how do we get couples to not go straight to divorce as the initial solution to troubles in a relationship? And that's something that we see quite often. Just jump ship. I'm done. This is too much. I don't know what else to do. I guess we have to go be miserable with someone else.
So Dr. Jabbour, when you have a couple struggling and maybe both of them are already thinking, you know, this isn't going to work out, but we'll go ahead and tried some counseling just to say we did it, maybe not particularly motivated, but how do you, what are some of the benefits that you can explain to them that could encourage them maybe to think about counseling as a solution to give them hope in their relationship?
I think my personality, for one, I do not portray anything but a positive attitude toward marriage and a solution to their marital problems, that it's very possible and we will achieve it, no matter how skeptical or even negative one or both of them may be. And I sort of stumbled on this because these are my views. I hold marriage in the highest esteem. And I think, good Lord willing, that I portray that to my patients. And eventually, they sort of got on the bandwagon and started voicing or reiterating a lot of what I had previously told them.
Well, Dr. Jabbour, we're coming up on a break, and we're having just a great conversation about marriage, family, hope, solutions, and relationships. You're here with me, Scott Shelby, Dr. Scott Zentner, and Dr. Ned Jabbour here on the Mental Health Happy Hour. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a few.
As parents, we are so anxious for our kids to meet their next developmental milestone. Unfortunately, it's easy to compare growth skills with others. Questions? We have answers at Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy. Call 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
If you or someone you know is in emotional stress or having thoughts of suicide, please talk to a friend or a relative. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. That number again is 1-800-273-8255.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
Back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. I'm your host, Scott Shelby, alongside Dr. Scott Zentner. Dr. Bill Riddle is taking the day off today, playing hooky, Dr. Z.
And he's probably actually working. I don't consider this work. This is fun, isn't it?
It is fun, and the hour flies by when you're having such a great conversation with such a knowledgeable guest, and Dr. Ned Jabbour, a local marriage and family therapist who's been helping individuals, families, couples for over 40 years here in the Monroe area. We're talking about divorce and alternatives and trying to find solutions for couples that are hurting and looking for alternatives to improve their relationship and improve their quality of life.
Well, Dr. Jabbour, we were touching on, anyway, maybe we can spend most of our segment on this topic of how we help to get people motivated to work on their marriage when they're having problems. And as you say, you try to frame everything positively. Can you give me an example of something you might do in therapy with a couple who just, you know, they're ready to throw the towel in, and after interviewing them, as you say, individually and then together, that, you know, there's a lot here to salvage. How do you get them on board with you?
To make them aware of the fact that there is a lot to salvage. It's everything. And the fact that if they want to pin all the blame on the other party in the relationship, I'll let them know. It's not the person, it's the attitude you have. And once they accept this fact, they no longer want to jump ship. They no longer want to say, but I can do well with someone else. It's her. She's the one that's causing all my hardship. which, of course, is not true. It's my job to get them to accept the fact that they make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And the real essence of a marriage is working through these mistakes and getting stronger. And the marriage gets stronger as long as you continue to work through your difficulties.
You know, that's a good point, Dr. Jabbour. You know, just being able to have conversations with individuals that helps them find ways that they connect with each other rather than divide. Mm-hmm. And, you know, encouraging each individual to not blame the other, but to take some individual accountability and say, maybe if I were to take a look at myself, maybe if I could change a few things, that could bring about a change in my spouse that would be the change that we're both looking for. And I think that type of accountability that you're talking about could be a very powerful transition in a relationship.
Yes, indeed. That's why I think that individual therapy, I've utilized it all through the therapeutic process, okay, no matter how many sessions, when the need arises. For the individual who thinks they're perfect, they have no problems, and all the problems exist with the other party. I see them individually, and basically they'll accept a very rational, straightforward presentation from me without the other individual being present. And eventually, basically, I win them over. They have an awakening. And slowly but surely, they're seeing the situation is being joined. They didn't cause it. The other party didn't cause it. But it's their responsibility to work through it together.
You're right, and being able to point out that there is hope, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that if they can get on board with each other, they mm-hmm. can really do a lot of things to improve the relationship, not only for themselves, but for the kids to be able to see that as well.
And I impart that to them, their responsibility they have to those children, because if they present a strong marriage, a successful marriage to those kids, well, their children are going to want the same thing.
Yeah, they're going to be raised in a safe and secure environment where they see a lot of love, and that's something to model, isn't it?
Yes, it is, without a doubt. That's the essence.
Really. This is really an opportunity for personal growth that you're talking about, that starting with that individual. If you have someone who's, and we've all gone through those weak periods in our life where the easiest thing to do is to blame it on somebody else. We call that projection in the field. It's it doesn't work very well, does it? Because if you think the grass is greener on the other side and you're still using that psychological defense to protect your ego from failure and disappointment, it's probably going to recur, isn't it?
Invariably, time and time again.
We're talking about here is really learning how to resolve conflicts, because they're going to come, aren't they?
Conflict resolution.
A marriage without conflict is not an honest marriage, is it? I've always heard that. I mean,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
In fact, it's working through the conflict that makes a marriage stronger and more viable.
You know, guys, you know, one of the important things to notice that comes out of years and years of studying happy, successful marriages is that the number of conflicts and disagreements with couples that are together and couples that are divorced are very similar. And one of the interesting things that they noted was that the ones that were able to work through the conflict, like you're saying, to be vulnerable, work with the other, and develop healthy coping mechanisms and conflict resolution strategies, those families not only stayed together longer, but reported a happier, healthier relationship. So it really comes back to how well you can meet your partner, you know, halfway, as they say, and be able to take a look at yourself, make some changes yourself, and sometimes that could be just the change that's needed.
You know, Scott, I don't think a marriage is ever 50-50. One time it's going to be 70-30, another time 60-40, depending on where, which one of the individuals have the strength and have the wherewithal at any given point in time. So I encourage them to be aware of this and not to think the 50-50. Basically, I tell them 50-50 doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It all depends on which one of y'all have the most sustenance emotionally,
right,
to handle this, whatever the stress factor is at that given moment in time.
You're very right. I'm thinking of some terms that I'm not going to use here on the radio show, but it's when you're dealing with somebody that's, you know, confident in themselves and able to help make decisions and that sort of thing, they're able to also have insight into what can help their relationship and allow their spouse opportunities to grow with them. And I think you're right. I think marriage is fluid, and a 50-50 number, I think that's commonly thrown around. But, you know, I think numbers can shift around in terms of
– they do shift around.
This versus that. And I think if you can kind of break some of that idea of what mm-hmm. a marriage should be and just be able to know, hey, we can have differences. We can have conflicts. We can still work through this even though we're not – perfect, because there's no such thing as a perfect individual or a perfect relationship.
Or a perfect marriage.
That's true. Very much true.
Dr. Jabbour, I referred somebody to you at least 20 years ago who I thought needed individual and couples therapy, and he credits you for saving his marriage. But one of the techniques that you used, I think, as I recall correctly in this case, is you took this gentleman out with a group of other gentlemen who were having marriage problems, and I think y'all had lunch a couple of times together where they're sharing that experience. That recovery experience, if you will, how to work harder and on your marriage and work on solving problems. And am I remembering that correctly?
We didn't go out. That was a group therapy session.
Okay.
That I conduct with both the men as well as the women. Okay. And it really amazed me how much it helps them to hear their counterparts.
Right. Did you find that helped their marriages as well?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Very neat technique.
You know, Dr. Zintner, this is just such a great conversation about relationships, healing relationships, helping find solutions to maybe what some would say unsolvable problems. But, you know, being able to have the opportunity to work with an experienced marriage and family therapist can be a real difference maker. And, you know, I think one of the other statistics that say, you know, don't wait a long time to seek out intervention. Sometimes the longer you wait, the more ingrained some of those problematic patterns can be. And if you're to get in, help break those patterns and develop new ones, or really what I find, Dr. Jabbour, and we can talk about this in the next break, is reminding you of ways that you used to communicate that were much more healthy. And so I think sometimes part of reminding them of their happiness and the helpful, healthy patterns they had is very useful. So we're here with Dr. Ned Jabbour, a local marriage and family therapist that's in the Monroe area. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
As a parent, are you concerned with the way your child pronounces certain words? Maybe reading and writing is a struggle? Getting help early is important. Call Family Solutions Pediatric Therapy today at 361-7180. We help put the pieces together.
An estimated 26% of Americans aged 18 and older suffer from a diagnosable yet treatable mental health disorder. That is one out of four Americans. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, panic disorder, and social phobia. And one in five American teens. That's 20% of America's boys and girls. Sadly, many do not receive the help they need. There's good news. Here in Northeast Louisiana, there are many qualified, caring professionals who are here to help. Reach out today. It's perfectly okay. You're not alone. Help is near. Hi, I'm Derek Kennedy, a local insurance agent. With numbers like these, we all need to do our part to check in on our friends, family, church friends, and coworkers. Let's do this together.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it.
Dax Wings and Grill, now with four locations in Monroe, Bossier City, Shreveport, and in Ruston, in the Graham Shopping Center.
Portico Bar Grill has what you crave. Steaks, seafood, burgers, wings, pizza, homemade pasta, and signature dishes. Portico Bar Grill has something to please the pickiest of eaters. Enjoy outdoor dining, top-notch wine, and 17 beers on tap, and the best lunch and dinner specials daily. Enjoy a special dinner on the open-air patio. Weekends full of fun with friends or a nice evening with family in the roomy, brick-lined bar and grill. The gang at Portico Bar and Grill are always happy to see you and your friends. Drop in after work or bring the family to Portico Bar and Grill today.
Listen and you'll hear it. The unmistakable sound of cheering, crashing helmets, and referee whistles that can only mean one thing. Louisiana football is back. Origin Bank has been a team player for more than 100 years, supporting our customers and communities to succeed no matter what challenges arise. From mobile pay to checking, savings, home and business loans, Origin's full suite of banking products and services is tailored to meet your individual needs. Visit originbank.com for details. Louisiana Football and Origin Bank, two proud team traditions. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Scott Shelby with Family Solutions. When you hear the words Family Solutions, you may not know that we're a comprehensive, strength-based counseling and psychiatric clinic. Family Solutions provides psychiatric care, individual and couples therapy, child and adolescent counseling, psychological testing, medication management. We also provide occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, and ABA therapy in one convenient location. For more information on how we can help your family today, visit FamilySolutionsCounseling.org.
Welcome back to the Mental Health Happy Hour. We're here on KMLB 540. We're here discussing mental health and wellness. Today, particularly, marriage health and wellness, Dr. Zentner. And we're here with a very special guest, Dr. Ned Jabbour.
Yeah, he's been wonderful. Glad to have him on a second time, and we hope this isn't the last. We need to make you a regular. This is a really common.
I look forward to it.
Oh, we'd love to have you back, Dr. Jabbour. This is a such a common problem in our society today, and so much hinges on it, doesn't it? Perhaps our whole civilization. A lot of ramifications of a marriage that doesn't work out or one that does. I was curious if you could think about one case in particular where a couple was really struggling, perhaps a young couple. And neither one seemed really motivated or didn't have much hope anyway to work on their marriage, to see that it was going to get better. And it did get better. What do you recall about, a case maybe you weren't even that optimistic about at the beginning? Although I've always found you, as you say, to approach everything with a positive frame of mind. Well, you have to for them because yes, they're not positive.
I don't have any choice if I'm going to be successful.
Yeah, that's great. So, just any come to mind that maybe
what you're asking, it's so many couples that I learned to give examples. When I had like a husband that was very chauvinistic, controlling. I would see him individually, and I would ask him how he approached his colleagues at work, how he approached his clients. And it amazed him that he was so much different with them. Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Doc? I got to be nice to them. I don't eat very much. I said, you can be nice. And what's wrong with being nice to the woman you've been married to for all these years? Don't you think that she needs some of your niceness, your love, your devotion? It's not the what you say, it's the way you say it that's so very so demeaning. And I witnessed this because I saw y'all together.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
They have a difficult time. They try, believe me.
You know, nothing's more true than the words you said. You know, what's keeping you from being nice to your spouse? And really, behavior is most often a choice. And you can make a conscious decision to show love, respect, and appreciation. And in a loveless marriage, that goes a long way getting a spark reignited, doesn't it, Dr. Jabbour?
Yes, it does. It's amazing how far it does go when it's consistently applied repeatedly.
As one of my professors used to say, repetition is our friend.
And in our profession, it definitely is.
That's right.
Yes.
I once also worked with a therapist who specialized in working with couples, and she had a very neat technique where she could confront something without alienating the person or people she was working with. And that's an acquired skill. It's a real gift, I think, to be able to do that, because while the term confrontation seems to have a negative connotation, it's making someone aware of something that's really vital that they need to know that they're not aware of. And the technique about going about that is very it's not a real common skill that we see in our guild. It takes a lot of years of experience. But at any rate, she would encourage couples that were struggling who had children. Mm-hmm. She would ask them, do you ever ask the kids, you know, how they feel when you're not getting along? And I don't know if you've maybe tried that as well. I mean, if somebody's just totally self-centered, it may not be something that would strike them as, well, yeah, that makes sense. I need to do that. It's a good idea to examine, but I'm just curious about your thoughts on that.
I give them an example, and this is that somewhat followed me. I had three young children that basically begged me to make their parents get a divorce. Dr. Jabbour, we can't take any more of all the fussing and the fighting and the hollering, screaming. Please tell my parents to get a divorce. Now, we're talking about young children. Okay, we're not talking about even adolescents that had gotten so discouraged, so defeated, that they were begging me to make their parents get a divorce. You don't think those kids were damaged?
Of course.
And they're going to carry that damage the rest of their life unless something's done to change that, to facilitate it.
So making a couple aware of that—that's
exactly right. Yeah. I want them to be aware of the damage they're doing to their children.
But it's reversible, isn't it?
Yes, it is reversible.
Kids are very resilient, aren't they?
Thank God they are.
Yeah.
And I mean that. Thank God. I don't know how they are, but they are. They're like putty that hasn't had a chance to solidify or harden.
You know, it's a it's a difficult relationship statistic to stomach, that kids often have better opportunities to thrive in a healthy blended family than an unhealthy intact family.
Without a doubt.
And it's and all the more reason to encourage parents to say, this can be done. You can develop these skills and have a healthy, happy family dynamic at home.
I just put it in their lap. Do you really love your children enough to give them a decent relationship? What you're doing here is going to affect your children, who you put into this world, beyond measure.
And to give them an opportunity to love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And, you know, guys, I definitely feel that people are doing the best they can all the time, and they want what's best for their family and their kids. And sometimes, as you're saying, those solutions that, you know, we're talking about that could be helpful, it's just they're so bogged down and just kind of an emotional mess. It's hard to see that hope and that possibility. And so being able to get with someone that can help intervene and get back on track is so important to do that early, because marriages can be saved, they can be happy, and they can be healthy. It takes work, hard work.
But it's so beneficial. It's so very worth it in so many parameters. The children are definitely the number one parameter. I've got a more recent case. A younger couple, husband was professional. The wife was a first grade teacher who refused, she said her mother did it, refused to accept that she was wrong. She wanted to argue repeatedly. So I said, being a first grade teacher, surely you've had two little boys or a boy and a girl that were fighting. What did you tell them? Did you tell them one was okay? You go ahead and keep fighting? Because that's what you're doing with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, she just clammed up.
Hmm.
What you did in your professional life should be reflected in what you're doing in your personal life.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great note to...
to end down there.
Yeah. If it's genuine, it should occur in every setting. Home,
it should.
Work.
Very true.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Zentner, what a great conversation we had today on marriage, family, specifically marriage, and finding hope in what some may see as an impossible situation. And Dr. Jabbour gave some great tips and advice on how couples can be more aware and bring more joy and happiness to the relationship, which everyone knows that's a desire that everybody has. Nobody wants to wake up and be miserable. So,
thank you. Thank you, Ned. Hope to have you back soon.
Thank you.
Good to have you, Doc.
I'd love to be back.
We'll see you next week on the Mental Health Happy Hour.
Sounds great. Thank you.